Late yesterday afternoon, the criminal case against Los Angeles Laker Kobe Bryant came to an end. The young woman who accused him of sexual assault decided not to take part in the trial, forcing the local district attorney to drop the case. Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby-Bates has this report.
Late yesterday afternoon, sexual assault charges were dropped against NBA star Kobe Bryant after his accuser declined to participate in the trial. Mark Hulbert, the Attorney General of Eagle County, Colorado, said dismissal of the case was a blow.
The prosecution team wants to try this case. I want to try this case. And I have evidence heard by 12 citizens of this community. However, the victim has informed us that she does not want to proceed with this trial.
It's a long road that began 14 months ago on June 30th when Bryant arrived for a stay at the exclusive lodge and spa at Cordillera, Colorado. He was checking in for some off-season knee surgery. His wife, Vanessa, did not accompany him. What should have been a fairly unremarkable stay became national news when the lodge's then 19-year-old desk clerk accused Bryant of having raped her. Almost immediately, there were two different versions of what happened that night. Although both parties agree there was some flirting and kissing involved, they part ways on what happened next, says the Denver Post's Stephen Lipscher.
The accuser indicated that she became uncomfortable and tried to leave, and Bryant prohibited her from leaving, and at that point she accused him of sexually assaulting her.
Lipscher, who has been covering the case for months, says Bryant saw things differently.
He says that one thing led to another and that it was simply a mutual encounter in which they engaged in sex.
Whether it was mutual, of course, was the heart of the argument. Immediately, the media descended upon the tiny town of Eagle, Colorado. Both Bryant and his accuser submitted to DNA examinations, and on July 4th, Bryant was booked and released after posting $25,000 bail. On October 20th of last year, Bryant was ordered to stand trial, and immediately his defense began a very aggressive campaign to discredit the plaintiff. There were rumors of suicide attempts and allegations of another partner's DNA in her underwear.
And they quickly latched onto that as evidence. They said that she may have had a sexual encounter with some other man immediately after her encounter with Bryant.
It also didn't help that Judge Terry Rockriegel inadvertently allowed the plaintiff's name to be released in court documents. Steve Lipscher.
Any time that her name was published as part of the official record, her attorney indicated that those were the most egregious violations of her privacy and the ones that really caused her to reconsider whether or not she wanted to pursue the case.
Ultimately, she didn't. Yesterday, through his spokesperson, Bryant issued an apology to his accuser, saying he'd assumed their sexual encounter was mutual, but now understands that she did not. What he did not do, however, was admit to having sexually assaulted her. Although she declined to go forward with the criminal trial, Bryant's accuser did file a civil suit against him in federal court on August 10th. Steve Lipscher says there is some speculation that Bryant's apology may be the first step in a delicate dance that could result in an out-of-court settlement for an undisclosed amount, which might allow the plaintiff some relief from the media's glare.
There was a sense from her standpoint that, if we can make all of this go away, maybe at some point I'm going to be able to go back to living a normal life.
If, at this point, anyone can remember what normal feels like in Eagle, Colorado. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.